It's been working for us. It worked for us at Valley Center, and it's worked a lot throughout the season. Talking about coming off the bus slow, I looked up here, I think I looked at Jerry, and wasn't even sure if we were going to wake up our guys sitting over there on the bleachers. Most of them were laid out. It's been a road stretch. Yeah. I know it's been a while, but we did have a long weekend and then only 2 days really off to get ready for this one. And, you know, they're a very well-coached team. Coach Novak does a good job, and he usually has something up his sleeve, and they did some things early that really hurt us.
Nathan's got some great kids down here. I think that he's got a nice little program that he's starting to get built up. Of course, they had the Annis kid that wasn't going to be able to play in this ball game too. But again, Garden City came out and did what they're supposed to do. But you got to sit there and think about this too, that I thought was really impressive, that we go on that 15-2 run. Bo Banner's sitting on the bench the whole time.
Yeah, and that sometimes happens. You know, he got in foul trouble, and you know, it's a broken record, but here we go again. Somebody else stepped up.
Yeah.
You know, Austin Terpstra gets a chance to get back in the starting lineup because we had a kid, Tristan Naniga, not feeling good yesterday. And we just find a way to fill in those guys. But, you know, it is and would be nice to have them all playing well at the same time.
Well, you know what? You would be a very dangerous ball club if something like that happens too, though. But you guys come in out the second half, really, you kind of extended the lead. You played very well. Really, the defense, just tipping the ball. I mean, this is one thing that I like about defense is that, yeah, maybe you don't get the steal, but the thing is that you get a tip on it, allows your defense to adjust to that tip. Sometimes you get that ball and then able to get some transition baskets. I thought it worked really well for Garden City second and third quarter.
Well, and that's something we came into the game really talking about, not getting fouls right on the ball, just play good defense, get our hands in the passing lane, and then see if we can run through some passes. I mean, that's exactly what we talked about, and that's what we did. You know, that's kind of nice to see that kind of coaching actually come to fruition during the game live situation. So, you know, it was a chance for us to get back to playing a little bit different team too. You know, we've seen some teams out there in Central Kansas that you know, maybe had some bigger kids, you know, 6'8", 6'9", from Wichita Northwest, a really, really unbelievable shooter for Olathe Northwest. And then, you know, Junction City had some guys that just really, really shot the ball. But, you know, this is a little different tonight.
Talk about going into the fourth quarter. It gives you an opportunity to evaluate some kids. I've been in situations like that where you decide you want to get some kids some opportunity to play. Well, thing is, they give up some points on the defense, didn't get any baskets going on the offense. After a while, you have a little run there by Ulysses. You bring them back out. Like I say, it's just a little evaluation period before you give them an opportunity to come out and play, see what they're able to do, but you get the guys back in to secure the win.
Yeah, and you know, our first sub worked out perfect. Put him in and run a play from the sideline, and he hits the shot. Ran it just like we run in the JV. It's kind of nice that we have pretty much all the programs running our stuff.